Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, G, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's always good to be here, and I'm really excited to continue this series on Starting Strong. I thought last week was great. We're establishing the start line, right?
Yes.
Where we are at, evaluate the situation, and today is great because now we're talking about the finish line.
Right.
And it's really important to understand the difference between the two. So last week is where are you, and today is where are you going?
Now, I love this part. Now, since my kids were small, so you know I have three children, so by the time they were like 4, 3, and 1, I had them and I'm like, we're going to do goal setting today. And for those of you who have my book, Keep the Curls, you know that I take a whole chapter just to talk about goal setting because it's so important to me. So this is what I'm going to ask you and of our listeners and viewers is if money was no object, okay? So let's just get in that mind frame. Money's no object.
Amen.
Where would you go? What would you do? What would you have? I want you to dream with me for a moment because I think that there are some Christians, some faith-based individuals who said I just spoke heresy, that we're not allowed to dream that, but we've got to unlock our creative giftings and creative thought processes to understand that the sky is literally the limit.
Yeah.
You can begin to dream all these things. So I would sit down with my kids and with my husband and I'd say, okay, if money was no object, what would we do? And we began to write out goals. When the kids were little, we get magazines, G, and they'd cut out little pictures. We had candy magazines. That was a big one when they were about 5 years old. Every candy you could think of under the sun went on their dream board. But the point of the matter is that we wanted them to think about life with no restraints.
Mm.
Because I think so many times we short circuit ourselves because we look at life with constraints.
Mm.
And when you look with that mindset, then you can't see that the answers or the gifts or the opportunities are right in front of you.
Yeah.
So we've got to break that off. And one of the ways to break that off is to begin to dream again.
Mm.
Now, to be realistic, the first step was dream like there is no limits. And then we came back to the reality and said, okay, if this is everything you want, we spread it out all over the table and said, okay, this is what you said you want. Let's start going through and say, what would it cost to get there, not just financially, but what's it gonna cost in your time?
Mm.
So pretend I said, well, one of my dreams, if anything that I want in the world, I wanna lose weight. Well, then when I wrote it down, you can't eat chocolate. You can't have dark chocolate. So that immediately, that goal was like out the door.
Yeah.
Because I began to look at what the price tag would be, whether it was financially or whether it took effort, and I would disqualify it.
Mm.
And so one of the things that we have to do when we're trying to figure out what is our finish line is we have to dream with no constraints. And then we begin to say, okay, with God, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the ones I'm willing to help co-partner with God to do?
Mm.
Because if we're not, then we're just really are just dreamings. They're not goals.
Yeah.
But once we begin to say, this is the one I want to achieve. And so we used to spread this out and then we'd put them in a pile and we'd pick out the 1, 2, or 3 different goals that we were going to go after that year. And we would focus, all of our attention just on that.
Yeah.
Now I remember when Steffi was little. So she was, probably 5 by this time. So she made her goal list. She was going to pray to Jesus for 30 seconds a day. She was going to save 10 cents, and she was not going to be cranky. That was her goal. So that was awesome because every time she was cranky, Mom said, hey, remember the goal list? But the point of it is not blackmail. The point of it is this, is that many of us, as we're starting to think about where we were last week, where we are, where we want to go, my biggest area that I would speak into you is to say you have to begin to dream without limits, without confines. Then you'll work with an advisor. You'll work with a team that says, okay, that one may be a little bit out there. Let's start with these steps that we can begin to take now.
Yeah.
But goal setting, getting them on the paper is so extremely important.
It is. It's very, very important. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with the sky is the limit and reach for the stars and all of those things. And I don't even view it as we have to set these huge goals and then bring it all the way back down. I actually look at it like dialing it in. And what I mean by that is we can set these broad goals. And I do this with a lot of people. One of the things that I'll do, especially when we start goal setting, is a very practical way to do this, and I know I'm jumping a little bit ahead.
No, you're fine.
But a very practical way to do this is set goals with time frames. So when I sit down with somebody, set goals, financial goals, for where do you want to be financially 1 to 5 years from now? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to be 5 to 15 years from now? Mm-hmm. And where do you want to be 15 plus years from now?
Exactly.
Defining it that way, yes, they can be awesome big goals. I want them to be, but that allows for us to become, to dial it in. And, you know, I think about myself personally, right? We talk a lot about this. I'm a big outdoorsman, so I always go back to the outdoors. But anytime that we will train for it or we start shooting and competitively shooting, one of the things is, right, if I have a target that is very, very far away, we're talking 500-600 yards, 1,000 yards away, mm-hmm. the goal is to hit the target 1,000 yards away, is right. it not? That's the point. However, I have to dial it all the way in to the bullseye. Not because I have to hit the bullseye, but because my whole process and my thought process is aim small, miss small. If I can have the big goal, but dial it in to what are the achievable small steps to get there, I can aim small, miss small. Mm-hmm. And now I don't miss the goal 5 years from now, but rather I'm taking each step that I've dialed in to say, okay, if I want to buy a house in 5 years from now, how much money do I have to save by the end of this year so I can buy the house in 5 years? Big dream, buy the house. Small goal, how much do I save this year? It's dialing it in so we can set those goals that are achievable and attainable.
Exactly. I think about George, my husband George, where he said he wants to, for our retirement, I don't know if you knew this, he wants to get a sailboat and he wants to sail up and down the coast. So I agreed with this stipulation here. You have to be certified.
Yep.
You have to take lessons and you have to buy your own boat. So I'm pretty safe because I haven't seen him take lessons. I haven't seen him certified and I don't see him saving for the boat. So that I'm scot-free here. But here's the thing. One day he's going to wake up and say, "Ooh, retirement is like 8 years away. I better get busy." Mm-hmm. And now it's not a small goal. Now he's got these big chunks that he's got to do.
Yeah.
But if we sit down and set these goals and then reverse engineer what we need to do, mm-hmm. that's what needs to happen in order for us to reach those goals.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things when I was going over what we were going to be talking about today, I thought that it was interesting when you look at the software that we use. Mm. We use MoneyGuide Pro, which is this wonderful software that helps bring clients to that aha moment in helping them understand the difference between needs and wants and wishes and then what it would take to get there. Mm. And it's so exciting when and I want you to talk about this in detail,
yeah.
but I know that I just the other morning did this with one of my clients, walked through and they said, "Listen, Crystal, I want to," it was so cool. The husband said, "I want $5,000 every quarter to take my wife out on a date." I'm like, "What? I am talking to George. He needs to set his goals higher." And then he said, "I also need X amount of dollars because I'm going to do this job. I'm going to do this. I want to do this." And I said, "Okay." And we put that in the software and we were able to say, "Well, this is what you're going to need to change in life in order to reach that goal." And he said, "Done. I'll go out. I'll find the resources. I'll do this." And we were able to evaluate, sell this land over here, you know, help build this business a little bit bigger. But it was so cool, G, because he knew where he wanted to go. He just needed instruction. What are the steps to get there?
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing that people struggle with is it's okay to dream about where it is you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And so practically speaking, when we look at the software, right, MoneyGuide Pro is not a cash flow based software. What I mean is it's not about money in, money out, and if I have to put a dollar amount in, can I get there? It's a goal based software, which is really important to understand because the whole purpose of using the software, which by the way, the software comes with a comprehensive plan. So at Crystal Clear Finance is individuals who have signed up for a comprehensive plan, which gets, as it sounds, a comprehensive look at your entire financial situation. We actually go ahead and we build out what's called a financial goal plan. Mm-hmm. And so we look at your needs, your wants, and your wishes. And so that's really important. And the reason why it's prioritized that way is because there are things in life that we absolutely need, we cannot live without. Then there are things that we want. Then there are things that are aspirational that maybe hopefully it fits into the plan. If it does, great. If not, no big deal. And so what we do is we split up our goals into those three categories. So I'd encourage people to do that just personally in finance, because that allows me to understand, again, achievable, attainable goals. Mm. What do we need? Now, from there, we build out what each of those goals will cost, right? So how much you need to live on to keep food on the table, that changes person to person, situation to situation. How much you need for medical costs mm-hmm. over the course of your life, especially in retirement, changes person to person. And then we can get really specific to say, okay, what do you want to do in retirement? Yes. What is the finish line, right? This, we talked about establishing the start line last week. Let's establish the finish line. Where do we want to go? What's a win? So for some people, it's when I retire, I want to buy a new house mm-hmm. or I want to improve the home I'm currently in. Or I want to travel to see my son or daughter or grandkids and that are across the country every single year. I want to do that. No questions asked. I had a person literally 2 days ago say to me, I want to buy a $30,000 car every 3 years.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, let's do it. Right. So there's all of these different goals that we set. Those are usually wants. Some of them are needs, but a lot of them are wants. And then wishes can be things like, you know what, at the end of my life, I'd really love to leave $10,000 to my church or an organization that I care about, or I want to make sure my kids are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that they have money left behind. Whatever it may be, we establish those things and we put them in priorities. We put them mm-hmm. in what can I live with, what can I live without, right? And so we do that. From there, mm-hmm. the program is amazing, where I will actually look at what you have saved and all of the assets you have, and now we look at the money coming in, coming out, and we say, okay, what will it take to fund those goals? Once we establish a value, well, we have to realize that the markets are going to change our investments, right. which will change how much we can save or have to those goals. Inflation is going to eat away at us, and
unfortunately.
So we have to think about that. And now what we're doing is we're actually saying, okay, if I have all of these goals based on the money I have saved and how much I will continue to save until I retire, when I flip the switch and stop working, what is the probability? What's the chance mm-hmm. that I am successful? Our software runs 1,000 simulations. Yeah. We look at really good situations in the market, really bad situations in the market, and everywhere in between. We literally run 1,000 simulations to determine, of those 1,000 trials, how many times was I successful? Mm-hmm. How many times did I hit every single one of those goals? Now, the nice thing is I look at what I'm currently doing and saying, can I get there? And a lot of times I can, and a lot of times I can't. So we have to look specifically at your current situation. But then the best part about it is we actually create a recommended situation and now mm-hmm. say, okay, if I can't hit them all with what I'm currently doing, what do I have to change right now? Do I have to change the goal, or do I have to change something in my life in order for me to get to that goal? Mm. And we rerun those 1,000 simulations on changing various things. Do I retire later? Do I take Social Security early or later? Do I have to save more, spend less, whatever they may be? Mm-hmm. We put it all in and say, okay, I want to personally, I shoot for with all of my clients, I want to see a 90% success yes. rate or higher. Mm-hmm. Because we're always going to have trials that could decimate everything in these simulations. And we want it to just stress test it. But we want to be able to see out of 1,000 times, if 900 or more of those 1,000 simulations, I'm successful, I can sleep at night yes. knowing that my situation is prepared for. And so when we start to establish the finish line, think about those things, the goals in a specific timeline. Mm-hmm. But what are your needs, your wants, your wishes? Sign up for a comprehensive plan so we can run those numbers yes. for you and see exactly what it looks like.
Now, thank you for sharing that, because I think that really brings some clarity, and we'll take a break in just a moment. But one other thing that I want to say when we're talking about goals, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, why aren't we reaching them then? Is one of the things that I do that I have found that has really helped me when it comes to setting goals. And for those on radio, no, you can't see this, but I have a book that I use. It's a journal. And the whole beginning part has 10 areas where I can set goals, because I think if you set too many goals, you'll just overwhelm yourself. So I pick some key goals that I say, okay, this quarter, this is what I want to achieve, or next quarter. And this is what I love about it. It literally says a goal summary. Tell me why this goal is important to you. Mm. I mean, what goal forms do people use that literally dive in and say, okay, yeah, that sounds nice that you want this, What's driving you to do it? Because we can say we want all these things, but then we don't put in the sweat equity that's needed to get them done. Mm-hmm. So it talks about that. It talks about, is this for spiritual, parental, intellectual, social, emotional, vocational, physical? Is it marital? Is it financial? Is it an achievement goal? Is it a habit goal? I mean, it really dives in. And then it says, okay, now that you know what's motivating you, what are the next steps? Mm. And literally has a checkbox. Okay, I'm going to do this. When I accomplish that, then I'm going to do this. And when I accomplish that, I'm going to do this. And I believe that so many times people say, Crystal, how come so much is getting accomplished in you and your family or the business? It's because we sit down and we dream big. We ask God, which are the ones that we're supposed to run after this year? Mm-hmm. And we run with a plan so that we know we're going to reach it. Yeah. And sometimes, it doesn't happen in the quarter. It doesn't happen. Sure. I have goals I've been chasing. I think about when we redid our kitchen, and many of the people know our story about where we came from near bankruptcy to where we are today. Mm-hmm. The kitchen, I saved for 13 years just to get a kitchen where all four of the burners work, that when you could actually open up the cupboards, because before you just stuck your hand through, you didn't need to open it because that panel was missing. So it was like not a good situation. Mm-hmm. But as we began saving and looking at that goal and designing it and dreaming it and going over it, when the day came, what a great celebration. So there's going to be goals that God says run after that. Mm-hmm. And you might reach them that year. But sometimes, like a retirement goal or different things that we're doing, maybe a ministry goal, different areas of our life, they take time.
Yeah.
It takes time to get those roots in there. And you wonder what God is working in you during those times. Mm. And I think before we go to the break, I just want to speak to those who are listening right now, that there are those, I believe, that have goals and they're wavering right now because they've taken so long and they wonder, will this ever come to pass? I was foolish to even set this goal. Mm. And then what makes it worse is that people knew you set the goal. So now you feel like, great, if I fail at this, this has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what God wants to accomplish in your life. As you set these goals, you put your hand to the plow, you work the plow until he says, well done, good and faithful servant. There are going to be goals and things that you will step in during your life immediately. Some will take a little bit of work and some will take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But this is where character and stepping up to the plate and saying, pick me, Lord, I'll run with that goal. And I believe for our listeners, there are goals that they need to be chasing after. We're going to take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. It's easy to ignore finances until you need the money. Last year, families scrambled to financially pivot through job changes, sicknesses, and shutdowns because many weren't prepared. But it doesn't have to be that way. While we can't plan for everything, we can prepare for emergencies, increasing taxes, job changes, college, and retirement. We can prepare for 2021 and beyond. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181, and together, let's create a plan so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Nothing's worse than being in a rush trying to be on time only to hear your GPS say, recalculating. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Knowing your destination and staying on course is critical to arriving safely and on time. What is your financial GPS saying about your finances? Is it recalculating, trying to find your retirement goals? Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181. And together, let's identify where you want to go and create a plan to get there.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is George Amador, and I'm always joined by the lovely Crystal Langdon. You know, we're talking today about the finish line, right? Last week was all about the start line, and today's the finish line. And it's about goal setting, and it's about understanding where that finish line is. And, you know, I really want to talk for a few moments about, we're talking about setting goals, right?
Right.
And like how to actually set those goals is really important. Because one of the things I think happens a lot of times is we have these big goals, yet we can't ever articulate specifically what they are. Mm. And having a detail about the goal is really important. I think of individuals who, when I go through these exercises and we set goals, they'll say, okay, I want to retire. Okay, well, my first question is, what does that even mean to you, right? Like retirement as a goal can mean a lot of different things. Right. Some people will say retirement is every day's a Saturday. I don't want to work anymore. I don't want a job. I want to take my money that I've saved and I want to spend it the way I want to. Mm-hmm. And every day is a Saturday for the rest of my life. Other people will tell me, I want to retire from the job that I have right now, mm-hmm. but then I'm going to go into the ministry, or then I'm going to go do some part-time work, or God has called me to go visit Africa once a year, so I'm going to start doing those things. Like, there's a lot of different things where, okay, I don't need to quit my job entirely, but maybe it's a job change, or maybe it's a pre-retirement mm-hmm. where I'm still doing some other work to get some income. But I use that as an example because goals need detail.
Yes.
Like, we can't just sit here and make these broad stroke goals without understanding that there has to be some detail. That's why I mentioned before the break, we have to dial it in, mm-hmm. right? We have to detail out what that is. So financially, right, as we talk about the different pieces to your financial goals, a common goal is, I want to be financially independent. I hear that all the time.
Yes. Yep.
What does financial independence mean? We have to define what that goal is, because that will allow for us to take those achievable, attainable steps in order for us to get to that place. So describing, detailing out that goal mm-hmm. is really important.
And what I think is so unusual that we do is sitting down with a client and actually asking them.
Yeah.
Not only, hey, what would you like to achieve, but it's literally finding out, what are they called to do?
Yeah.
You know, where is it that you have a passion? How many businesses have we helped people, our clients, start because it was something burning in them and they just didn't know how to articulate it? They get it down on paper. We create a plan and they're like, I can do this. Mm. I can do this. So I think it's so important, whether individuals work with us, which of course we want individuals yeah. to call and work with us, but even if they don't, whoever they're working with needs to understand what you're driven to do and be able to come alongside, because people say, oh, I can't do money like you do, Crystal. And I'm like, but this is where this is my wheelhouse. Yeah. And if I can do what I'm anointed to do, then that frees you up to go do what you're anointed to do. And if we all just do what we're anointed to do, we could just have a lot less stress in this world.
That's right. And I want to say something maybe a little bit daring on the radio, but at the end of the day, I don't think your financial advisor should just be about money.
It can't.
Your financial advisor needs to come alongside of you and speak those goals into existence with you. Like, believe that God has called you to these things, and we are going to use the resources that we have at our disposal to get you there. But if your financial advisor only ever wants to call you to talk about rate of return or talk to you about, hey, I need some more money to roll over, then they're just serving one small purpose to what really matters, in my opinion, in the financial sector of our lives, which we have to come alongside and be about your life. Mm. Like, I think of the case that we just did a week ago, where a business owner came in, made really, really good money this year. And we not only talked about, hey, how do we save in taxes and what do I need to do to set up my retirement? That's very important. But we eventually got to the place of, what has God called you to do, right? And his whole thing was, I want to help sex trafficking. I want to help people.
Just so that people know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to help people that are hurting in Africa. And he said all of these different countries, and he wants to send money there, and he wants to help people. That is financial planning, in my opinion.
Oh, yes.
That is a way for me to say, okay, this is what drives this person. What actually burns in you that you feel like you can't do because money is a hindrance? Money should not be a hindrance, and your financial planner shouldn't use your money just for you to get better money or more money. He should use your money for the things that God has called you to do. And in this office, that is what we do. We're defining goals, not just so we can check them off a box and feel good about them in 10 years. We're defining your life. What do you want to do? What are you called to do in order for us to use our knowledge in the financial world, the tax world, to help you get there? And that's really powerful.
Oh, gee, that's so, you know, I was going to go on to a different part in the program, but I just want to hang here for just a moment and really keep unpacking that. There's so many people that are listening to the radio, they're watching our YouTube channel, and it just takes that one person to be sitting there and hearing that, you know what, I found a company, I found advisors that will speak in, that are taking the time to pull things back and say, what's going on with you? From the time they walk in, mm-hmm. get their cup of coffee, sit down, we have that word of prayer over them, we pray over it, set the tone. Mm. Set the tone. Where are we going? And begin to get to know them, asking those questions. You know, what are you doing good that you enjoy? What do you need improved? Where do you feel like you're going? We want to ask what's driving you.
Yeah.
And let's just pause here for a moment and just ask our listeners and our viewers, what's driving you? You know, it's not enough to just get up in the morning and eke out an existence anymore.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable.
Mm.
There is something more. I always think of Robert Kiyosaki's when he talks about that rich dad, poor dad and his cash flow analysis. And he talks about how you get a job to create income to pay bills.
Mm.
And that's what people think life is.
Yeah.
And then he says, if you're not satisfied, then you can go to college and get a job to pay, create income, to pay your bills and buy toys, mm-hmm. liabilities. And so people are like, okay, that's good. I can make enough money at a better job so I can buy my toys. What the real goal is you get grow up and you get a job to create income, to pay your bills, to buy the assets so that they generate enough income that you leave the job and you go to the next step God has for you.
Mm.
But somewhere in all of this craziness in the world, we've come to believe that we grow up, we get a job, we work our job, we retire from that one job, and then a few years later, we die.
Mm.
And that's our life. Mm. And that is so not life.
Yeah.
What life is supposed to be, I believe the resources are supposed to be working for us.
That's right.
We're not supposed to be working for the resources because we're bound by them.
Yeah.
And that's why I think this session, this whole January, all of the teachings about where are you?
Mm.
All right, let's just identify. Step on the scale. I know why. Just step on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Then where is it you want to go? What has God called you to do? And then now let's work together, hand in hand, to say, okay, now I'm understanding. This is what we need to do. If you're called to do this,
yeah.
well, then let's put these pieces in place.
That's right.
So many times, just going back to that inventory sheet that we had talked about before, I have asked over and over, what is that for?
Mm.
And they're like, well, I didn't know what to do with it, so I just put it there. Every dollar that God has given, we have to put that in the right place. Because understand this, within the dollar are all the seeds of wealth.
Mm.
So when we carelessly lose a dollar or give a dollar away, spend it on Coca-Cola, whatever it is that we're doing with it, we lost that dollar and everything that dollar could have made for us the entire lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure we never have single-purpose money. We have money that's working as hard as we are to fulfill the purposes in our lives. And mm-hmm. I think that goes back to step on the scale.
Yeah.
Let's do inventory. Let's see where we got to go, and then let's go on a march, and let's get this done.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the end of the day, we look at it and say, okay, I don't ever want my clients to come in and be stressed about mm-hmm. having to set their goals for their life. It should be fun mm-hmm. and an experience that we enjoy. And really, we want to make sure that this time, I think a lot of times right now, like let's just practically for a moment, we're at the beginning of 2021 and already 2021 is starting at a weird start.
Interesting.
So when we just look specifically at where we are at, this is a great time. Take 30 seconds out of your day. Give yourself a deep breath. Go and evaluate. Mm-hmm. Here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to go. And
yes.
if you don't know those things, that's why we're here at Crystal Clear
yes.
Finances. We
yes,
want to
yes,
help
yes.
you financially, but I want to help you spiritually, emotionally, physically, practically, all of the above, and be able to say, okay, God has called you to these things. Let's take the resources that he's giving you. Let's use those. Let's make it multi-purpose mm-hmm. money. Let's use those things the right way for the right purposes so you can accomplish all that God's called you to and create that wealth for the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. And you know what, G? People will come in and they may not know yet. But the first step is just to be faithful with a little
mm-hmm.
so he can make you ruler over much. So we're going to get everything in place. And then as we begin walking it out, more and more of the vision begins to unfold.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the time realizing, hey, we better bring this to a close. As always, it goes so fast. I do want to encourage our listeners and our viewers to give us a call at 518-433-7181. We would like to come alongside of you. We'd like to help show you where you are now and then together walk towards where you want to go. You don't have to go through finances alone. We can have confidence for every financial decision. So join us again next week, and as we continue to provide financial clarity so you can have that confidence. Thank you, and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.